The Gemara just gave one source for the avoda being that's done by a zara as possible. The Gemara now says Rabbi Shmuel says we learn from a kav chaimer of a kohen who's a bal mum who may eat kodesh kodeshim, and yet his avoda is possible. And a zara who's not allowed to eat kodesh kodeshim surely his avoda is possible. For that, the Gemara bal mum is different because the Torah treats the kohen who has a bal who's a bal mum like the carbon that's a bal mum. That's why his avoda is possible. In fact, the Gemara says no, because the kohen who's tameh is also possible for avoda, although it doesn't apply to an animal. In fact, maybe a tameh is possible because he has the ability to make other things tameh. The Gemara says no, bal mum doesn't have that ability, and yet he's possible. So lo yoy zekar there. The tzad hashava is that they're both warned not to do the avoda. If they do the avoda, it's possible. Same can be said about a zar. He's warned not to do the avoda, and therefore, if he does it, the avoda is possible. The pasuk that provides the warning for the Zohar says V'zor lo yikra v'alechem. For that Gemara, we can ask that a Baal Mum and a Tomei are different in that they don't become mutter to do the avoda on a Bama, but a Zohar is, and therefore maybe he can't be grouped along with them. And for the Gemara, rather, instead of saying that a Tomei proves a point, we'll say that it's an Oinen that proves that his psul of the avoda is not because of the carbon shears the psul. And we can then ask that an Oinen is different because he's not lead Meister Sheni. We'll say that a Baal Mum shows that's not the determinative factor. We'll go back and forth. They're both warned not to do avoda, and the avoda is possible. Same can be said about a zar. He's warned not to do avoda, and therefore, if he does it, it will be possible. In fact, we can ask the same thing over here that an oin and a tamei are different in that they don't become mutter to do the avoda on a bama, but a zar does. Maybe that's why he can't be grouped along with them. So Rav Sama, the son of Rava, asked, who said that an oin is also do the avoda on a bama? Maybe it's mutter. Talking about Vaitam Rishashi said, we learned the psul of a zar from a kal v'chaimer from the psul of the avoda done by a kohen while he's sitting. If a kohen who sits may eat a carbon, yet his avoda is possible, surely a zar who may not eat the carbon is surely possible to do the avoda. We can ask, may that the psul of one who sits applies also to witnesses who give testimony. They're not allowed to sit when they do that. Maybe that's why it also makes the avoda possible. And tomorrow, now could we can dash that kal v'chaimer from a talmud chacham who's a witness, but he doesn't need to stand when he testifies. For that tomorrow, we can ask that the category of sitting is different, since most people would be possible to give testimony when sitting. As Mar Rishashi doesn't refute a kal v'chaimer based on such a question, we can also answer that even if he does use such a question, we can still learn the psul of a zar from the case of someone who sits and one of the other psulim that we've been discussing till now, meaning either balmum, the oiner, or the tamei. For that tomorrow, where do we see that one who does the avoda while sitting would be kosher for a boma? Tomorrow the pasuk says, "Lamoid lifnei Hashem l'sharosai." One must stand only when he's before Hashem, not when he is by a bama. Mishnah then listed the oinin. How do we know an oinin makes the avodah possible? And for tomorrow, the pasuk says, "Umin hamikdash al yetiv lo yichal," which teaches the kohen gadol as an oinin does not make the avodah possible. This suggests that any other kohen as an oinin would make it possible. Rav Elazar said, we learned from the pasuk where Aaron says, "Heinik rivu." He answers the question. Aaron was saying the reason that the chatas was burned was not because it was offered by his sons who were oininim, but because it was in fact offered by Aaron himself. We see that had it been offered by his sons who were oininim, it would have been possible for that reason. Rav Elazar doesn't use this first pasuk because he says that the inference is not justified. The one who learns it from the earlier pasuk doesn't learn it from Rabbi Elazar's pasuk because he understands it as saying that Aaron was saying the reason the chatas was burned because it had become tameh. The Gemara says that in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel they taught a braisa that learned the psul of oinen from a kal v'chaimer from a baal mum. A baal mum is allowed to eat a carbon and yet is avoided as possible. So an oinen who is not allowed to eat a carbon for sure is avoided as possible. The Gemara, a baal mum is different because the Torah treated the kayin who is a baal mum like the carbon that's a baal mum, and that's why it's avoided as possible. Mar says a zar is also possible for avoda, although it doesn't apply to an animal. So you see that's not pshat. In fact, maybe a zar is possible because he has no remedy to fix his psul, but an oinen whose status will change is not possible. Eftemar bal mum often can be remedied, and yet he's possible. So we'll go back and forth. Is that they are both warned not to do the avoda, and if they do it, it's possible. The same can be said for an oinen. He's warned not to do the avoda, and if he does it, it's possible. What's the warning? We see the warning from the pasuk of heinik rivu, and they hold that the reason it was burned was because of the aninus. In fact, tomorrow we can ask that the others are possible because there's no exception to the rule. However, with an oinen, there's an exception. The kohen gadol, who's an oinen, is not possible for the avoda, and that's maybe why it does not possible the avoda. And tomorrow, the case of tomei also has an exception when it's done b'tzibur, and still makes the avoda possible. For the Gemara, we can answer that the case of Tomei makes it possible because the Tomei has the ability to make other things Tomei. Afterward, the case of Baal Mum and the Zohar show that that's not the determinative factor. Well, again, we'll go Lari Ezekar Ezeh. Tzad Hashava is, they're both warned not to do the Avoda, and if they do the Avoda, it's possible. The same can be said regarding an Oinen. He's warned not to do the Avoda, and if he does it, therefore it is possible. For the Gemara, we can answer that all except the Oinen don't have an exception for the carbon of an individual. Tomei is only Moda B'tzibur, and they are therefore different from Oinen. And for the Gemara, since there's an exception to the category of Tumah, we can't say that it's considered not to be an exception just because the case is different for the carbon of an individual. So Gemara Vayter, Mishashi said, we can learn the psul of Noinen from a kal v'chaymer from the psul of avoided done by a kohen while sitting. If a kohen who sits lot eat carbon and yet is avoided as possible, surely an Noinen who may not eat a carbon is surely possible to do the avoida. We can ask, the psul of someone who sits also applies to witnesses who give testimony. Maybe that's why it also makes the avoid the possible. And for the Gemara, we can dash in the kal v'chaymer from a talmud chacham who's a witness who doesn't need to stand when he testifies. For the Gemara, we can ask that the category of sitting is different since most people will be possible giving that testimony. If the Gemara, Mishashi doesn't refute the kal v'chaymer based on such a question. We can also answer that even if he does answer you such a question, we can still learn the psul of Einan from the case of someone who sits and one of the other psulim that we have been discussing till now, meaning the Balmum, the Tzar, or the Tameh. Mishnah said, Einan posel. Rabbah said, an Einan is only posel for an individual's carbon, but will be valid for the carbon of the Tzibber. This can be learned from a Kal v'chaymer from Tumah. If Tumah, which has no exception for the Kayin Gadol for an individual's carbon, yet is mutter even for a regular Kayin for the carbon Tzibber, then an Einan, which is mutter for the Kayin Gadol even for the individual's carbon, should surely be mutter even for a regular Kayin for the carbon Tzibber. Rav Bar Eloi asked, maybe we should instead learn a kal v'chaymer from Tumah and learn that if it's mutter for a regular kohen for a carbon tzibber and still not mutter for a kohen gadol for an individual's carbon, then aninus, which is not mutter for a regular kohen for a carbon tzibber, should not be mutter for the kohen gadol for an individual's carbon. Also, we should learn that a kohen gadol who is tameh may do the avoda for an individual's carbon from a kal v'chaymer from oinen. If oinen is not mutter for a regular kohen for a carbon tzibber and yet is mutter for the kohen gadol for an individual's carbon, then tumah, which is mutter for a regular kohen even for a carbon tzibber, should certainly be mutter for a kohen gadol for even for an individual's carbon. Also, we should make a kal v'chaymer from oinen that it's only mutter for a kohen gadol and not a regular kohen to teach that tumah should only be mutter for the kohen gadol and not a regular kohen. Rather, after the Gemara, since we have contradicting kal v'chaymers, we will not dash in any of them and will instead stick to the halacha which is given beferish in each pasuk.